page 76. The prisoner then addressed her with animation, a la Criori Vultu, and affection, saying that he wanted no harm to come to her, and that he knew this whole affair had been staged by his uncle. He showed a face so assured, comments Corras, and so much more so than the said de Rolles, that there were few judges present who were not persuaded that the prisoner was the true husband, and that the imposture came from the side of the wife and the uncle. After the two confrontations, the criminal chamber ordered Pierre and Bertrand both to be imprisoned. Pierre, presumably not too close to Martin-Guerre, and Bertrand in the section of the conciergerie reserved for women. See note 5. Now they resumed the telling and retelling of the life of Martin-Guerre. Corras and Ferrières interviewed Bertrand first. If she had wanted to betray him at this point, all she had to do was tell a story he could not repeat. Instead, she adhered to the text they had agreed upon months before.